This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on expansion of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana scheme. The participants are Deepak Kumar Tash, senior journalist, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
Mr. Das, welcome to Akashvani. Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana is one of the most successful schemes of Modi government. As we know, around 3 crore people have got their pakka houses in the rural India only. But overall, this is over 4.18 crore. So, can you please take us through a brief journey of the scheme since its launch in the year 2015, means the milestones that the scheme has achieved throughout the country till date?
If you go back to the beginning of this Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, it was initially promised by the currently party in power, that BJP, before 2014 election, that they will ensure that every household has a roof over its head. Or the scheme name was Housing for All. And then it was when the final name of the project came, scheme came and all the details came out, so it was named as Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. It covered both rural and urban, because a lot of people in rural areas also don't have a pakka house. In urban area, we know that there are many people who don't have a house. They are either living in rented accommodation or staying in slums or chawls, whatever. So this Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana started with the aim to ensure that everyone gets a household. In certain period, that is 2022, but that has been extended for several reasons, including the population is increasing, then demands are also increasing. So if we see, it has been one of the most successful programs, which caters to all types of people. Like if you go to the rural areas, rural area people have land. So government provides subsidy, or if not subsidy, some kind of direct assistance of 1.25 lakh in plain areas to allow help people to build their own houses. If you come to urban areas, because their cost of housing or the construction is a little higher, so there the government gives a different kind of assistance. So initially it was only for beneficiary-led scheme. That means if suppose you have land, you get a 2 lakh rupees as an assistance from government to build a house. For slum people, if there is a new building coming up at the same place where the slums were already existing, there also beneficiaries get about 2 lakh. Consequently, we saw that when government realized that a large number of middle class people also need some kind of help, so government came out with this concept called CLSS. CLSS is primarily interest subsidy. So when anyone is applying for a housing loan, government gives 2 lakh rupees as upfront payment. So upfront payment means you understand that the minute you get 2 lakh rupees in the beginning, so your interest part comes down. So it's a big benefit for people in the urban areas. And if we go by the success of this scheme, we see that almost 3 crore houses have been sanctioned in rural areas. In urban areas, almost 1.19 crore or 1 crore, 19 lakh houses have been sanctioned. The progress of the scheme is very good. That's primarily because of 2-3 reasons, that monitoring is very strict and it is done by the state level and central level. And this entire payment, which is directly transferred to people's account in rural and urban, so that's linked to the construction. One interesting thing I should tell you, that government has also improvised this entire scheme. If you see urban area, Prime Minister himself launched a lighthouse program for certain cities like Lucknow, Indore. There the idea was that how can we build more houses, multi-story houses, in less time. And that has also been very successful. I think in the next couple of years, we'll see much more improvisation of this scheme. And the cabinet yesterday approved, as you rightly said, to build about 3 crore more houses. That means the government is going to provide financial assistance to people in rural areas to build their own houses, in urban area to build their own houses, or to get interest subsidy. So I think this is one of the schemes which have been very, very successful. I think in next 15 or 20 days, in all possibility, the contours of this new scheme, which has been approved yesterday, will be out and people will come to know how to go about it.
And this scheme, the beneficiaries of this scheme, if we talk about them, then it includes all states and there is no discrimination in allotment of the houses.
Yes, that's right. That's primarily because it's a demand-driven scheme. So that means the central government has told all states that you give us the number of beneficiaries who are eligible as per the terms and conditions. So that's for rural and also for the urban. So one thing is very clear, that when states are giving, there is an objective system of selecting people. And if I can tell you that even this current government, before this election, and all the ministers, the leaders, have been able to successfully tell people that this is a program which does not discriminate any person. on the basis of religion, caste, sex, and also the region. Like one interesting part I should tell you that, you know, even Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in urban areas, transgenders have also been allotted houses. So it is a non-discriminatory program. Actually, to look at it, it's one of the most and one of the best welfare scheme by the government of India. So there is no discrimination. Anyone who is eligible gets a house, means they get assistance from the government of India.
Mr. Das, we had other schemes of building pakka houses in the past as well. What do you think, why none has been so successful like PM Awas Yojana?
Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, the current scheme, if we see, it is not just about building houses. If you go back to Pradhan Mantri, before this PMAY, we had, you know, Indira Awas Yojana, then also some houses were built under JNNURM of the UPA government. The time taken for completing those houses was very long. And as you said rightly, the way this scheme was devised, maybe all the beneficiaries did not get the benefit. And second point was the construction time took very long. So projects were completed very delayed. In this case, what we see that the people themselves have been given the freedom to build their own houses. So you know that you are only getting 1.25 lakh rupees. On the basis of that, you put your own money, then you build your house. You are the deciding authority. It is not the government. If you look at urban areas, it is the same. I am buying a flat, so I am getting only 2 lakh rupees interest subvention. It depends on me, what I want to buy. Second point about Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana is, it is not just houses. These are actually homes. Homes means the scheme covers everything. Once a poor, urban poor or the urban rural poor gets a house, he has got tap water connection, he has got LPG, electricity connection and a proper house. So, as PM had said that, it's not just about houses. Once you get a house or a home, then you build your dreams around it. So, in all these aspects, the timely completion of project, beneficiaries themselves deciding how to build their own house, and secondly, a complete home. So, in all these three aspects, it is much better and a superior one than earlier schemes.
Around 4 crore 20 lakhs pakka houses have been built in the last 10 years. Now, the government has sanctioned 3 crore more houses. Means what the government has achieved in the last 10 years will now replicate in just 5 years. Almost around that. How big this target really is and its significance for those families who are waiting for their own pakka houses?
Yes, this is a very big scheme. And if you go back to last year's independence speech of Prime Minister from Red Fort, only he had said very clearly that people who are living in rented accommodation in urban areas, chawls, unauthorized colonies, we want to provide them some kind of assistance to build their own house. So it's a promise being fulfilled, what was told from, you know, what was spoken from the rampart of Red Fort. Second part is why this scheme is big. As you rightly said, it's not 10 years, rather 8.5 years, because it started in 2015, or maybe 9 years. In 9 years, if you have built 4.2 crore houses, so building another 3 crore in 5 years is actually a tough task. But one thing we must understand very clearly that people have now got expertise. We have learned from the past experiences. People know how to build houses and one kind of ecosystem has been put in place in rural areas, urban areas. In rural areas, now we see not just, you know, what we say that Rajmistris, you know, people who do all these building works. Now we have also Rani Mistris, means women are also taking a lead. So now the system is in place where people know how to do, how to go about it, and even the official system, people who are monitoring it, so the entire ecosystem is robust now. So that gives a very good platform to complete this task. I think it should be done in less than 5 years. To give an example, in urban areas, if you see, in past 2.5 years, we have seen this lighthouse project which PM had launched. But lighthouse projects are those where, you know, we are using new technology to build more houses, multi-story houses in less time, 12 months, 18 months. So now look at that. If in urban areas you have to build about 1 crore houses under this scheme, and you know, if a large chunk of it comes from that section, so those houses can be built in less time, in less than 2 years. So I think it is time is very ripe. This promise can be delivered or this target can be met. I think in less than 5 years, that's my assessment.
Yes. The success of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana also demonstrates the good governance part of the Modi Sarkar. Thanks to the JAM Trinity, how this Jandhan, Aadhaar and mobile linking has revolutionized the delivery system of public services in India.
So, as you rightly said, JAM, what do you call JAM? JAM has delivered the right result. That's primarily because of 2-3 things. Number one, that, you know, people had a lot of doubt whether whatever money government is spending is actually coming to us. Is there any middleman taking it away? So, the minute you know that you are sending 100 rupees, I am getting 100 rupees within a second. So that brings a lot of faith, number one. Number two, people feel that it's my government. It's actually taking care of me. And it is not just about this particular scheme of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. We have seen it, this direct cash transfer or direct benefit transfer that has happened across board. And for Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, it makes a lot of difference. As I said, for urban areas, suppose on day one, the minute your loan is sanctioned, you get 2 lakh rupees as interest subsidy. That makes a lot of difference to your life. And you actually feel that it has happened with you. Similarly, in case of rural areas, the minute you get an installment for building a house, you know that I am getting this much money, how much I have to do. So in a way, it is beyond just good governance, it has also brought a lot of transparency. And the transparency is the biggest thing for any government system or for governance.
Yes, it has also strengthened the relationship between the public and the government.
Yes, you are right, because there is no middleman.
The houses built under the scheme are registered on the name of female head of the family. So the scheme is also empowering women. Your take on this?
If we see, the minute a house is registered or owned by a lady, it gives a lot of respect to women in our society. That was the main idea behind when this Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana started. I remember, if I remember correctly, the features which are discussed in a proper way. Then we had a different ministry called, Housing Ministry, Housing and Poverty Alleviation. Now it is part of Housing and Urban Development. So all these schemes are properly thought to ensure the two things, that it brings more respect to women. Second, they get a better place in our society. Third, also please understand, the minute house is owned by a lady, then the family also shows a lot of respect to the woman or head of the house. Not just in Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, if you go to Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, there also the head of the family, if it's female, then the ration cards are in their name. So that gives a lot of dignity to women. And we have seen that many states, like if you particularly go to Northeast, Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, the ration cards are more women's name. So I think an ecosystem is being put in place to ensure that we have more empowerment of women and their dignity.
As we know, it is a demand-driven scheme. How this demand is assessed? Definitely, we were having some mechanism for it. Can you please brief us about the process of assessment?
Government of India has the scheme and all the SOPs are put in place. Who are the beneficiaries? Who qualify to be beneficiaries? On the basis of that, states are supposed to send the beneficiaries list. Then after they get beneficiary list, then the entire process starts. So in rural areas, that's the simplest way. If you come to urban, so there are little different, because the ownership of land, ownership of house is different in rural areas than urban areas. If you come to urban areas, people who have the ownership of land and they need assistance, so that part is very clear. When it comes to CLSS, credit linked subsidy scheme, that interest subvention or interest subsidy scheme, so there this entire process is taken up by the National Housing Bank. Only people who are eligible can get this benefit. So a proper system is in place, as you rightly said, it's a demand driven. Only when states send, then only central government approves them. So there is an empowered committee both in the Urban Development Ministry and also in the Rural Development, where these requests from the states are approved in different meetings.
If we break it further, then actually it is the Gram Pradhan and the Parshad who actually assesses and makes the list of the beneficiaries. Then this list is put up to the district administration and it goes to the state level. Is that?
That is for the rural part. What you are saying is right, then it comes to the central government. In urban area, it's the other way around, because there you have municipal bodies. As you said, in village, it is Gram Pradhan. If you come to urban areas, urban development bodies or, civic bodies, they come out with the list, then they make the recommendation to the state, then state sends it to the center, then it is approved.
Mr. Das, you came to our studios and briefed us about the benefits that the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana has generated in the past 10 years. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
You were listening to a discussion on expansion of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana scheme. The participants were Deepak Kumar Dash, senior journalist, and Aditya Shukla, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.